from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. The Packers coming off a 23-14 victory over the Minnesota Vikings, along with Lance Allen. I'm Wayne Larrabee, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. I was enjoying that applause for Lance.
Well, he always gets the biggest applause of the week.
Hey,
talk a little bit about that ball game. Obviously, you go back, you look at the tape and everything else. Hard-fought divisional game. I think everyone knew Adrian Peterson was going to play well, and he was carrying the Vikings in that ball game. But as you looked at the tape of the game, what did you see?
Well, I mean, starting with the defense, you know, I thought the fact that we won a turnover ratio, which was an emphasis. I thought our players did a very good job, in coverage, particularly when Christian Ponder was out of the pocket. So I would say Morgan Burnett's interception in the end zone was probably one of the biggest plays in the game. The run defense, you know, we just gave up too much, and a lot of it, you know, you always start with gap control, tackling. We had him triangled a couple times where he was able to get out, so... you can't let that happen. I mean, I know he's a great player, but we got a lot of very good players on our football team too. So we need to do a better job when we play those guys again. But more importantly, you know, take those corrections and apply them to Detroit.
Mike, I don't know if Mike Ayers' research would back this up, but it seems like 95% of the time when a team has a long extended drive, they win the game. You had an 11-minute drive in that fourth quarter, led to a field goal. Time of possession was 2-for-1. How big is that?
It was very big, and it really started in the first half. You know, the ability to start the game, go down at 7. I thought our team came out with a lot of momentum. I think any time when you start fast, it's a reflection of your preparation. So, but you know, then we hit that spot there in the second quarter. Didn't start the second half very well. But that was a much needed drive at that time, and for us to go 11 minutes like that, you know, it helps everybody. Obviously, it's good for the offense, but to keep your defense off the field that long, it was obviously a turning point in the game.
You know, I know Aaron Rodgers, his quarterback rating was 98, which is really good. Don't get me wrong and all that. But I thought he really, Coach, manufactured a wonderful game plan. He got you in and out of things. He was patient. The two safety shells, he took what the defense gave him, never really got too anxious to get downfield. I thought he really engineered the game well.
I agree. I mean, that's something really for our internal grade sheet. It definitely reflected that. You know, just the fact that, you know, stepping up, making plays with his feet, threw for 77%. I thought he played very patient. It started with the no huddle. The first couple drives were no huddle. He's been excellent at that. You know, stayed in clean plays. Was able to get into a rhythm. You know, obviously, we had some change on the offensive line. Didn't affect him. Lost Jordy Nelson early in the game. So I thought Aaron's ability just to stay even keeled really reflected in his performance.
And the playmaker of the game, Mike, was Morgan Burnett. Two interceptions, both in the red zone. That's pretty big to take points off the board.
Huge. I mean, turnovers are big, especially when they're down there in the red zone. So we did a great job keeping them out of the end zone. And, you know, that's really what it comes down to. You know, you got to score more points than your opponent. And, you know, the red zone wasn't the best thing we did on offense, but that was huge for our defense.
How did Don Barclay play it when he went in to tackle?
The biggest thing Don did for us, he gave us the opportunity to keep playing. And, you know, we made the adjustment there right before half in a two-minute drill. But then as the third quarter went on, we helped him a little bit. But I thought he played, you know, I thought he was very strong in the run game. You know, but then there's things technically that he'll improve on. So it's a good experience for him. But as a play caller, you know, he kept me on time. And when you're able to stay on time as an offense, you have days like we did yesterday.
James Starks ran with aggression. Is there such a thing, Mike, as seeing the guy on the other side of the field, Adrian Peterson, one of the best in the game, and your guys raising the bar, so to speak, and trying to keep up with
him? Well, I'll say this about our running backs. You always want to be the best back on the field. Don't get me wrong. And I'm sure that's also, you know, motivation for the individual. But, you know, to me, our guys have been built. We've been getting better each week. They're getting more comfortable in the things we're asking them to do. It is tough when you're not the guy getting 20, 22 carries. I mean, it's a little easier to get into a rhythm. But I really like the combination between Alex and James, and I thought James ran extremely physical.
Mike, I think people have kind of missed it a little bit, and you guys ran for over 100 yards in the Giants game, but, you know, the score and everything anyway obscured that. But in the last month or so, you have been running and investing heavily in the ground game, and you're starting to see some dividends, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's that time of year, too. I mean, it's important to be able to run the ball. Half your passing game really comes off of the running. You know, it's we break our passing game down, and obviously the action passing game and drop back. We've always excelled in the drop back game, but our action pass game needs to pick up, and the best thing to do is to start with running the football.
Adrian Peterson, one of the best in the game, but you can't obviously let your guard down. The missed tackles, I'm sure, was a concern in 10 yards per carry, Mike. I would imagine that's got to improve this week.
Oh, I mean, you can't, that's obvious. I mean, we had double-digit missed tackles. That's not really the way we've been playing. It was an emphasis coming off last year. I've been very happy with the progress that we made there. We'll correct it. And, he's a dynamic back, but still, you can't give up 10 yards a carry.
Oh, you're back in first. I mean, you got the tiebreaker over the Bears at the moment. You got to feel good about that, Coach.
We have four games left and one big one this week. Yes. That's what we're looking at.
Absolutely. No question about it. Coming up, we'll have the highlight guest of the week, James Starks, just ahead on the Mike McCarthy Show. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. It's a pleasure to be joined by one of the heroes of the game over the Vikings, and that's James Starks, the running back out of Buffalo. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. 15 carries, 66 yards. You guys came out with a plan to move the football, control the football, and you got it done. Talk about what worked in the running game yesterday from your vantage point.
Through practice the whole week, running backs, had a challenge on their back. We wanted to be successful, do what we know we can do, work hard in practice, and, just get the job done on Sunday.
James, you mentioned you missed a lot of the early season due to an injury. It's not easy to get right back into the mix for the job you have in terms of the way you've got to read and the feel you have to have for the round game, is it?
Yeah, I mean, patience and everything. I mean, it's definitely a virtue when you're at the running back position. You got to be patient sometimes, and sometimes you got to hit it. So, I mean, seeing things differently or the same, coming right back, it just don't happen right away. So, I mean, it takes time. Once you get in tune with everything, everything can start rolling your way.
Well, Coach, this young man had the great run during the Super Bowl tournament. In 2010, after the 2010 season, talk a little bit about what he brings, what kind of a runner he is for you.
Well, number one, James is a big athletic running back. I mean, his ability to run downhill, fall forward, when he gets into a rhythm, which I really felt he was into in Minnesota, we tried to go exclusively with him in the fourth quarter. So I thought he really was running, he was back to his old form.
Mike, when James and I were talking, how long does it take for a back to kind of get it? It doesn't just happen right away. When he's been off for a while and the back comes back into the game, it takes a while for that back to get into the flow of the offense, doesn't it?
Well, definitely into the flow. And really, in fairness to all of our running backs, and James can echo this, is the fact that we've gone to so much more shotgun runs, so there's different courses. And so we got a lot of little things that we're doing this year compared to prior years. So just more the fact because of our other perimeter players. And so it's those little things of getting the course right, the different concepts. So we're actually running more schemes than we've done before. So obviously it takes a little longer to get into a rhythm.
James, when you guys run out of the shotgun, is that easier for you to do, or are you more used to the conventional running, either out of the I back or split back situation with a quarterback under center?
It gives you more flexibility in the game. So, I mean, I could do both. It's just sometimes you got to get your steps right so you can get your burst going and things like that. So, I mean, sometimes it's difficult, but you always can change to become great at something.
When they hand you the ball in the shotgun and you're back there, the first thing you've got to do is read, right?
Basically,
the play is designed to go a certain place, but you have to read it, right?
Yeah, basically looking at different techniques, three techniques, shaders, things like that. Seeing where the lineman basically going to move, or where our lineman is facing their shoulders. If they're square, you get two-way goals. If not, you want to get around it. So, I mean, it's a lot of things to read.
Absolutely. Lance Allen's got some people in the audience who could ask a few questions here this afternoon. Lance?
We certainly do, Wayne. And first up is Erin, and she has a question for the coach.
I was wondering, how is the injured players affecting the team?
Well, it's tough for when you deal with injuries because, players are really used to playing next to, each other, and you end up juggling playing more players than you probably normally would. But it's part of the game. our players do a great job of overcoming injuries. I think it speaks volumes to the depth of our football team and the character of our team.
All right, next up is Joe, and he has a question for James.
How does it feel to do a Lambo leap?
It felt great. I know my first time ever doing a Lambo leap, my rookie year, or not even my rookie year, probably last year, I ain't do too well. I ain't make that high. So, I mean, I've done it, you know, the preseason games when we scrimmaged against each other. I mean, I enjoy it. I enjoy the fans. I mean, just to go up there and celebrate with you guys is a great thing.
But you got to make sure you get up there, right?
Yeah.
It's not as easy as it looks.
It's a tough jump, though.
Well, if you don't, you end up in the highlight tape.
Yeah. You get picked on sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, and the final question is for Jordan, and it is for the coach.
I was wondering, how does it feel to hold a Vince Lombardi trophy after winning the Super Bowl?
Holding the Vince Lombardi trophy, it's unbelievable. It's exactly how you think it'd feel, but the one thing that kind of grabs you by surprise, it's a lot heavier than you think it is. So yeah. I know when they handed it to me, I stuck up in the air and I thought, oh hell, this thing's pretty heavy. So it's a special moment, no doubt.
All right, great question from Jordan. And next up, we have Wayne and James on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Single back offense, toss goes to Starks around the right end. Beats Henderson to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! James Starks, 22 yards!
We're back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to go inside the playbook. And one of the big plays in this game, James Starks, was your 22-yard touchdown run. It was a thing of beauty. Let's take a look at it. We've got first and 10, the Minnesota 22-yard line. The Packers are down, getting kind of late in the fourth quarter, around 4 minutes ago, a little less than that. In the third quarter, Packers are down by a point. What are you seeing right here? What is this play that we're looking at? Where is it going to go?
This is basically a toss bounce. It's meant to go straight to the outside. So before, you know, I'm making all my reads, I'm just planning on this, me right here, going outside, trying to get the edge. He's right here. He's going to come down, try to crash block on this guy. Barclay right here. He's going to loop around, try to get on Henderson. JJ, he's just running past, trying to get to the safety right here. Just, you know what I'm saying, have him run off. And that's about it.
Okay, let's take a look at it, and let's run it to a certain point here. We'll get it right to the edge. And how about right there? Okay, now, is this enough of a block to get you around the corner, do you feel? Barkley's block right there.
It is. I mean, he did his job. He didn't get him down. He didn't make great contact with him, but he got him to try to shuffle him out his way. And what this made him do is come inside a little bit. So all I got to do right now is go to the outside. JJ did a great job of getting on his guy. So now I just got to beat him right here all the way to the sideline.
Let's take a look at it. Just like you said, it would be drawn up, and there it is, down the sidelines. And we're going to get a look at it, the end zone view of it as well, James. It didn't look like you had much room to work with there, but I think you had a little bit more than a look from the side. But again, here we go. You're right here, lined up behind Aaron Rodgers. It's going to go this way, and the blocking's coming this way, correct?
Yes.
All right, let's take a look at it. Let's start it here, and we'll get it right to that corner once again. How about right there? Okay, show us what's happening now.
Right now, Barclay did a great job, you know,
there's
making him turn inside. He inside. This is an outside play, so I'm trying to get out here anyway. He doesn't know that. So he did a great job of just getting his hands on this guy. JJ already got the corner running over here, and now he's going to the safety. The corner's my guy, so I'm going to beat him to the outside.
All right, let's take a look at it. And again, see, you had a lot more room than I thought. Yeah. That's a great run, nonetheless. And you turned the Jets on and beat the Vikings to the end zone. Great play.
Thank you. Gave the Packers
the lead. That's James Starks' 22-yard touchdown run in the victory over the Vikings. Game balls. I'll bet you might get a game. I've got insider information. I'll bet you can get a game ball coming up next. We're back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Time for the awards segment of the program, Lance. And I've got
award
over
winning.
And under that I'm thinking James Starks somewhere along the line is going to get a game ball here.
I think he did well.
But let's turn to the man who hands out game balls, and that would be Mike McCarthy. Well, how big are your game balls for the game of the Vikings?
Well, offensively, it was James Starks. That was a good job. We actually talked about this in the pre-show.
Insider information.
No doubt. But Morgan Burnett won a game ball on defense. Special teams was Jamari Lattimore, And then also Robert Francois was recognized for his play on special teams.
You know, when you look at Stark's role and how he's coming on, do you see him starting to hit stride like he was back in the playoffs in 2010? Do you get that feel yet?
I think so. I mean, he needs carries. You know, he needs opportunities. And you can see he really got into rhythm, you know, against the Vikings. So, I mean, that was the performance you were looking for.
Mike, Morgan Burnett's been around for a little while, obviously not a truly huge experienced player, but when Charles Woodson went down, I imagine it was a little bit of a shock. Is he really coming into his own, so to speak, or how has he developed, and it seems like he's really coming on now?
Oh, no doubt about it. Morgan Burnett, he's a heck of a football player. I mean, he's really kind of the quarterback back there, you know, as far as the communications. Our safeties do a great job of that, so I see this young man growing and growing every day, not only as a player, but as a leader on our football team.
Mike, when we talk special teams, so often we talk about kickers, but really the lion's share of it is covering kicks and making blocks and the explosive returns. And a lot of that has to do with people that are backups. And you've got a lot of guys on defense. And you mentioned when you went to the 3-4, hey, we're going to have a lot more linebackers. We're going to be better on special teams coverage. And Lattimore and Robert Francois, week in, week out, seem to be the guys, along with Jared Bush and some others, that are making you a better special teams group. Is that true?
Absolutely. Really, no, really, since Brad Jones has gone, been starting full-time. Now Desmond Moses has been starting the last couple of weeks over there. You know, guys really need to step up, and Jamari Lattimore and Robert Francois are playing lights out on special teams the last couple of weeks, so very happy with the way they're playing.
Last item is the fan's choice. You can hit us up on Twitter at #McCarthyShow each and every week. And this week, Mike, it is the play of the game, and you would probably agree. Morgan Burnett, that interception in the end zone, you called it kind of that momentum play coming out in the second half. It took a touchdown away off the board from the Vikes.
No doubt. I thought it was the biggest play in the game. I mean, you just see the way our sideline, it lifted everybody up. You know, the half really didn't start the way you were looking for it so far as, you know, the kickoff, the big run. I clearly thought that the game swung our way and we were able to maintain it throughout the third and fourth quarter.
All right, we are on the home stretch. The last segment of the Mike McCarthy Show coming up next. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions in a major Sunday night clash. And, Mike, another drive toward the playoffs as you head down the stretch in a possible division championship. A lot of people outside the organization are wondering, well, the Packers look ahead to the Bears, the big Bears game coming up on the 16th. Talk a little bit about that and your rivalry with the Lions and how that might prevent that kind of thing.
Well, you can't do that. And by no means, you know, we're playing on Sunday night football at Lambeau Field. I don't think you need to say anything else. So, and the Lions is a good, very good football team. I understand what their record is. We look for this to be an extremely competitive contest.
Beat them the last time around, Mike. This time around, do you expect different wrinkles, or when you play another division game, is it pretty much status quo? You know them, they know you, and away we go.
Well, I really don't think any game's ever status quo. I mean, it's going to be different, but you know, their strengths are still the same. You know, they have a very talented defensive line. Obviously, Kelvin Johnson, what he brings to the table. So, you know, we'll definitely pay attention. They played the last three games in the Dome. So this will be the first time outside in a while. And you know, you'd pay a little more attention to the outdoor games versus the indoor games and all those types of things. That's why we game plan. So this will be a heck of a contest.
Mike, how much of an advantage is it for you guys to get a Dome team at this time of year? We don't know what the weather is going to be like, but, I mean, just to get a Dome team outside. You said they played three games in a row inside. Is that a major advantage?
Well, you hope so. I mean, you hope it's cold. I know visiting with Leslie Frazier before the game, you know, he thanked me for the weather, and I said, heck, if I had anything to do with it, it'd be 30 degrees colder. So, I mean to play in December, 47 degree, whatever the temperature was the other day. So, let's hopefully the thermostat goes down a little bit.
And the second of three division games, Mike, are your guys kind of in tune now with the stretch run and really getting into this whole December to remember thing?
Absolutely. I mean, this is what it's about. I mean, we're 8-4. It's important. We always talk about getting the double digit wins until we start even looking around. And that's our focus. So it's December football. The division games are right there in front of us, in the next three out of four. And you really can't get past the Detroit. We have to stay focused on those guys, and that's the way we approach it.
All right, Coach. Well, listen, congratulations on the win of the Vikings. Best of luck against the Lions coming up this week at Lambeau Field. That'll do it for the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll see you back here next week. For Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrabee. Have a great week, everyone.